here, WWGH Radio, first day of December 2021, only 31 days left in the year and 25 days till Christmas, joined in studio by Glenn Coble. And Glenn wants to... Why are you messing with the candy dish?
I was just wondering why there's that texture coming through from the bottom.
That's Milton Hershey's candy dish.
Did he? You stole it out of the back of his apartment.
And there's no, they haven't offered a reward yet. I'll return it when they offer a reward. I'll send it back over to Milton Hershey's. But you haven't been here since we decorated the studio for Christmas.
No, it looks really nice. It does. My wife and I don't do huge amount of decoration, but we want people to know that we have a Christian background, so we do some.
How was Thanksgiving?
It was excellent. Way too. You know what? I had lost 10 pounds on my diet, and I gained back half of that.
So. Well, I'll tell you so good about the Thanksgiving that I had, that at the end of it, somebody said to me, we didn't take any pictures. Everybody was having so much fun, it didn't even cross anybody's mind to
take a picture. I forgot to post them, though.
See, well, it's interesting because I thought, you know, that's probably how it should be, that you're having so much fun.
Don't you get tired of seeing all those Christmas or Thanksgiving pictures, both, of the table settings?
Well, I think they're staged.
Well, of course they're staged.
Yeah, so I really don't know how much fun those people are having.
Well, and why do you care that people see... Well, I have very expensive, what used to be very expensive china that we do for both Thanksgiving and Christmas. A Spode, which used to be very... And what is the other one? Anyway, I have quite a bit of expensive china that I was given by my grandmother. And so our table is kind of special looking, but nobody cares what my table looks like.
Well, I think a lot of people do it to say, hey, aren't we having a good time?
Yeah.
Maybe you are, maybe you aren't.
The bad part of having expensive table stuff is that if you have several kids around the table, you got to be careful that they don't break all your stuff. So.
Now, you said you had a question.
Yes.
Coming out of the break.
Now, this, I really think this is a good question.
Well, let's see. I'll be the judge of that.
Okay, I'm sure you will.
Yes.
How much should you spend on a gift for a friend?
Well, it depends on how close the friend is.
Okay, let's say they're a close friend.
A close friend.
One of your besties.
One of your besties. Well,
I never spend more than about $10. So.
Well, I'm trying to think. You know, because honestly, your bestie might want something that is not very expensive. Or you might see something that you think fits them that's not very expensive.
And that's kind of the way I shop for it.
Yeah.
I'll go above $10 if it's something that looks like
it. Well, I think 20 is probably the window or the ceiling.
Well, and you and I are kind of middle-class people. I know I have friends that are more affluent than I am. They're probably $50 to $100.
Would you spend more, though? I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure I could spend more because I don't have a lot of people to buy for. I could
spend it for me.
Well, would you? See, I find Christmas to be much more about the season than the gift. So I don't, I think if I had a $5 million, I really don't think I'd be any less thrifty I also still would not buy gift cards. So I don't know. It's just, I don't like that.
Well, as the day after Thanksgiving, our entire family kind of sends emails around to each other. Send me your list. And I sent my list out almost immediately. I was the first list out. Usually I'm the last list.
What was on your list?
Oh, shoot, I don't remember. I can look it up while we're talking. My list was out right away. And so my youngest son out in California sent me his list. Well, his wife sent me his list. And one of them is a $400 bicycle.
Oh.
And one of them is something else that's extremely expensive. You ought to know better.
$400 bicycle.
Yeah, Mom and Dad aren't going to buy him a $400 bicycle. They have a lot of... They live in a mountainous area, and they do a lot of mountain biking. And anyway.
Guess he's going for the gold this year.
Yes, I guess. Okay, here's my Christmas list. I want a water color painting kit. I'm going to try to become creative. I want a sweatshirt. With something nice on the front. Not one of those stupid, like if this shirt looks like it's upside down, turn my boat back right or something. You know, that's my kids gave, grandkids gave me something like that. I want garden books. I want RV books. You know, motorhome books, that type of stuff. I want a monthly calendar, boats, art, garden, anything related to that, and any piece of art. And I want a stainless steel dog tag ball chain. You know, like what you used to, well, you weren't in the Army, but that's what holds your dog tags on. And my dog tags don't have a chain, so I wanted
You're not going to start wearing a gold chain, are you?
No, but
you're not going to be one of those older gentlemen,
are you? If I get one of those stainless steel dog ball tag, one of those, I will start wearing my dog tags, because my dog tags tell what my blood type is. And it would be nice if I am laying on the ground, somebody knows what my blood type is.
Clothes are difficult, though.
Because you
got to know the size.
And the new clothes are much snugger than the old clothes.
Oh, that's why if it's a man and it comes to a sweatshirt or anything, I always buy 3X, because if it's better to swim in it than it be too tight.
Well, and that's why I put on there a sweatshirt 2X, because I normally wear an XL, but I don't want to get something that's going to be snug.
No, and people really don't. People say, well, you can take it back. Well, people don't want to go stand in those lines and try to find. So I just buy a 3X, and I figure they'll either grow into it, or they can use it to sleep in or something like that.
Yeah.
And honestly, between a 2X and a 3X, there's not a whole big, great difference. Not really, no.
I swim in a 2X.
How big's an X? There's a question for somebody. Yeah. How big is an X?
Yeah.
When you go up an X, how big is that? 740-383-9944. Now, we know pants because of inches.
Yeah, yeah.
But what are X's?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
And they are way different now than they used to be.
Yeah.
And you probably heard my phone just ding, which I forgot to turn off my sound. But
how unprofessional.
I know. But have you gotten thousands of requests for cash from politicians lately?
Oh, yes, but I don't partake in that.
My wife, we have certain people that we do, Sherrod Brown, the president, things like that. We're Democrats.
But we
only send, $2, and we do it rarely. I get asked every day from some of them. Ryan, the guy that's running for Senate.
Tim Ryan.
Tim Ryan asks, I think, every day for more money.
You know what? Our big holiday party is coming up here at the station.
I'm going to ask for money at that.
Well, I think it's going to be the 16th, but don't settle that in stone yet.
Okay.
Because it won't be next Thursday.
Before I find out about my colonoscopy.
Well, it won't be next Thursday because that's too quick. But it can't be the night before Christmas Eve either.
No, you don't want
that. So I think it's going to be the 16th. Okay. But we'll have a lot of fun that night, 7 to 9, and I'm sure we'll have our normal Domino's pizza and our pop and our Christmas carol. So you better come in singing this year, because last year...
I sang last year.
No, you weren't here last year. Last year was the pandemic year.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
So you better come back this year with your... old Tannenbaum or whatever you got.
Well, you always... put on those songs that at least I've never heard of.
We have the same song list for 7 years.
I know, and I've never heard of half of it.
Well, take a list home and study, and then come back with the holiday spirit. We need to give away a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo.
If you want me to have holiday spirit, you need to bring beer.
Well, I don't know about that. That'll have to be on somebody else's list. By the way, Brian, Pat, Judy C., Todd, and Phyllis... also, Pat, Ryan, and Scott. You all have tickets to the Columbus Zoo here. You can pick those up today until 1 o'clock, or you can pick those up tonight between 4 and 5, or tomorrow between 10 and 1.
I bet that's beautiful down there now.
Not Tannenbaum, 10 and 1. Tomorrow, huh? 10 and 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, old Tannenbaum.
Between 10 and 1, so I'm the guy in charge.
You're the guy in charge of that tomorrow. They're right there. So how are we going to give away? Because we want to send lots of people down to the Columbus Zoo. So how are we going to do it this hour?
Well, tomorrow I can give away some tickets, because I'm going to do a Family Feud thing all day.
See, you are answering questions that I'm not asking.
Well, that's one of the ways to give it away.
We got a pair right here.
Okay.
pair of tickets to
the
Oh, you want
to give them away now?
Now.
Oh, okay.
We can do tomorrow as well.
Okay.
During your, what is it, mid-morning bazaar?
Which reminds me, if you're going to have a bazaar, you know, your church is going to have a bazaar, call tomorrow during the swap shop, because I'd love to put the bazaars. I loved bazaars at my dad's church.
Well, there's one going on in Caledonia Saturday.
I'm going to announce it.
Yep, all right. So yesterday we changed this up because we've done Family Feud quite a bit. So what we did yesterday was name an old store in the mall and tell us what you used to buy in that store. That was what we did yesterday, and that's how you got entered. Mm-hmm. And then we drew at the end of the hour. Had great response to that.
Yeah.
So what's something we can do today in that vein as well?
Good question.
Well, let's start here. We can continue that. We'll do two simultaneously. Name a store that used to be in the Marion Center Mall, and what did you used to buy there? You can't just tell me the store.
Yeah.
Tell me what you used to go there for.
That's a good one.
740-383-9944, and you can enter this competition as many times as you like, right on up through noon. And but you can only give one at a time.
Can you give a store that's in there now? There are
one of the five?
Yeah, there's still a few in there.
If you name one of the five, if you still shop there and have one of the five, you can. But you have to tell us the name of the store in the mall, and you have to tell us what you used to buy there, or what you buy there. And you can only do one per phone call. 740-383-9944, and that will get you in the competition to win a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo, which are good through January the 2nd. You can see the zoo lights. And we'll go on through noon today. So
I go to the theaters and I watch movies. Does that count?
No. You're not eligible for this particular okay. competition. But what is something we can add to that particular contest?
You could say what restaurants you go to.
I was just thinking that. Yeah. Name a restaurant in town
that you go for festival type food.
Just name a restaurant now or in the past in town, mm-hmm. and what did you used to eat there?
Sure.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Good idea. Go ahead, caller.
Kay's Jewelers used to be in the mall.
Oh, it certainly did. What did you use? Every kiss begins with K.
That's right.
Yes. So what did you get at Kay's Jewelers?
You get paid for that.
Wow. We bought our wedding rings.
Oh, wedding rings.
Oh, wow.
Our son's class ring at Kay Jewelers and multiple Christmas presents at Kay Jewelers for the daughters.
Oh, very, very nice. Go ahead and turn in the squeal on here. All right, what's your name?
Cammie.
All right, Cammie, you're in. Thanks for being out there.
Thanks.
K's Jewelers. Every kiss begins with K, and I remember K's Jewelers at the mall. They used to be. It was an open shop. It wasn't a secluded area.
I was trying to remember where I bought our my wife's and my wedding. We will be married 52 years in 3 weeks, and. I now remember where I bought our wedding rings, and it's no longer there.
the store has closed.
Yeah, it was in Valparaiso. No, it was in Valparaiso, Indiana. But you know what I gave my wife for an engagement ring?
What's that?
The diamond from my mother's engagement ring, and we've had it
Now is that apropos? You know, and you're supposed to wear your mother's wedding dress or your mother-in-law's wedding dress?
Well, my wife really wanted to do that. She liked that. She loved my mother. My mother was her minister's wife, and I told her, would you like that? And she went berserk, so that's what we did.
Did she know that her son used to roll around behind the... Go ahead, caller.
Piercing Pagoda.
Piercing Pagoda. What'd you get in there? Ask a stupid question and you get a stupid answer.
We won't ask where.
Ah, thank you. Piercing Pagoda. That was at the mall, but I don't remember where.
I don't either. Was it over there where nail place is now?
No, I don't think it was in there. If I remember correctly, I think it was over by where the toy store used to be.
Oh. Okay.
I believe. Name a store in the mall, past or present, and what you used to buy there. That's how you get in this competition. Sarah and Tammy are in. Or name a restaurant that was ever in Marion County that you used to eat at, and what you used to eat there.
Yeah.
740-383-9944.
And don't say McDonald's.
You know, last Saturday, I was trying to find a place to eat, and it was hard.
Saturday.
I drove down 95, and nothing really looked all that interesting, so I went down the boulevard and went out here, and nothing really interesting, so I ended back up at Bob Evans. I mean, the food was good, but, you know, I just was looking for something a little different.
Have you been down to Delaware, and there's a little yellow building, used to be a fast food restaurant, but it's now a taco slash. No, it's...
Go ahead, Gala.
Smiley China.
Smiley China. What'd you get at Smiley China?
Their beef pepper steak.
Beef pepper steak. Now, Smiley China is where, isn't it where Little Caesars is now?
Yeah.
Yep, yep. Smiley China.
Really?
Thank you.
Yep.
Tammy's in again. Smiley China.
That was Tammy?
Yeah, it was Tammy again.
I didn't recognize her voice the second time.
Surely was. Smiley China, where Little Caesars is located now.
Huh, I'm going to have to go out there. I haven't been out there in a while. We used to go, before COVID, we'd take the kids out because they have a really nice place for young kids to ram around and get rid of some energy.
At Little Caesars?
No, at the little child
park. Oh, the child place in Delaware.
No. At
what?
In the mall, the child center, you know, where they
the mall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, now the
I gotcha.
Place down in Delaware has Greek. What's the famous Greek food?
Baklava.
No.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Deb's clothing store.
Which one's that?
Deb's.
Oh, yeah. Was that the one that took over where the toggery was?
Yeah, and there where they had the. Well, I like more women clothing. That's where my wife bothered pops that and everything.
Yeah, they were in there. And then we went in there right after they left.
Yeah, I don't know what's on there. I'm trying to say, remember what all was in there.
Yeah, I know what you're doing. Well, got you in, Ralph. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, yeah. I think that we were one of the three things that were ever in that store. The toggery was in there, and then came Deb's clothing for women. And then when they moved out, we came in.
Oh, okay.
And when we left, I think it's been empty ever since.
Okay.
We put it to bed. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz.
Gyros is the name of the...
Gyros.
Yeah, Gyros.
Gyros.
I was told by a Greek gentleman it's Gyros. So, but anyway, that was it's a little yellow place right there in that little shopping center where right by the park.
What's the name of it?
I don't know.
You just show up.
It's a
yellow building.
It's a yellow building, and they sell gyros. And I learned that from a Greek man who owned a gyros place.
But see, you don't say aunt.
Well, that's because I'm...
And I'm an American, man. I'm telling you what's correct about that. Asbestos, aunt...
Poinsettia?
No. Poinsettia.
I had
to... We don't even have one. That's a sad thing. We argue this out every year, but we don't even have one in the studio.
Siri told you it was poinsettia.
Oh, she doesn't know anything.
Cute, though.
Is she?
Yeah.
Haven't seen her. A store in the mall, and what did you used to buy there? Or a restaurant in town, and what did you eat there? That's how you get in the competition.
We've
got Tammy in twice, Sarah in, Ralph in, 740-383-9944. We'll take entries right up through 12 o'clock today, and then we'll draw, and you will get a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights. Anything else interesting going on in town?
Well, you know, I was talking about Columbus Zoo. I was disappointed. Jack Hanna is now the emeritus director down there, but he's not doing well.
I think he's got Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
I think he retired from the position.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's unfortunate, but probably a good time for him not to be there with all scandal that's going on.
Yeah, you're right there.
It's time to get out of that burning bush at this point.
And he had such a fine reputation. I'm sure it was a good thing that he left.
Yeah, good to get out while the getting's good.
Yep.
740-383-9944. What do you make of this Chris Cuomo story that broke yesterday?
I only just saw headlines about it. I don't really know.
Well, here's the story in a tintype fashion. It's Chris Cuomo's brother is Andrew Cuomo, who was the governor of New York, and he got in trouble with I guess a Me Too scandal is what it was, and Chris Cuomo works at CNN and was, you know, their 9 o'clock anchor every night. And in the beginning, Chris Cuomo said, I'm not going to advise my brother, I'm not going to cover this story because there's no way for me to be impartial about it. And he didn't cover the story. Well, the AG report from the governor of, or from the attorney general of New York, now that Andrew Cuomo has resigned, basically says that Chris Cuomo was using his media position to try to get information on these women and so on and so forth, and CNN has suspended him indefinitely because of it. Now, I don't know. I was thinking about that story last night, and to be honest with you, I think CNN might have this one wrong.
Well, and or maybe they're just being a little too, I don't know, cute on it. You know, they're trying to avoid anything that could be bad. Because if they didn't do something and it turned out he was involved, now people are saying, well, why didn't you? You should have known. You know.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
A lot of second guessing.
He said in the beginning, I can't cover this impartially. And he didn't cover it. Mm-hmm. And he also said that you know, this is my brother.
Yeah.
So what did he do wrong?
I don't know.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I got one for you, Scott.
Go ahead.
The DMV.
The BMV.
At the mall.
Was the BMV at the mall?
Yep.
Really?
Right there on the back entrance. You remember where the arcade was?
Oh, yeah. Where they used to give people driving tests.
Oh, that's right. Yes, there it was.
Yeah. Oh, they had a lady out there who had an interesting nickname. People used to go to Delaware to avoid her. Do you remember that?
No, I probably hadn't been driving all that long, but I remember it being out there.
So what did you go in the BMV for?
To get my license.
There you go. Well, you're in the contest. Thank you. No, there was a story, and everybody in town knows it. And I can't,
not me.
Well, I can't say what they called the woman.
You can tell me on the break.
Well, because it's not polite.
Oh.
But it's not, you could say it on me, it's just not very polite.
Okay.
But they always referred to this woman as that way, and a lot of people ended up going to Delaware and taking their driving test because they felt that she was going to fail them.
Do you remember taking a driving test?
Yeah. To get your license?
Yeah. Did you have driver's training? High school?
I took it through ALTS, which doesn't exist anymore either.
Yeah. I took mine through school. And my driver's test was, well, my coach, my football coach, was my driver's test. So it was pretty simple.
ALTS was 2 weeks. That's what appealed to me. I think school was a semester.
Yeah, it took a whole semester.
Yeah, yeah. ALTS was 2 weeks. You went in, you learned, you got done, and then you could do what you needed to do.
Yeah. I learned all the different shapes of all the different signs and how far you could follow behind somebody and still have braking time. Yeah, all that stuff. Did you learn all that stuff?
No, yeah.
In 2 weeks. Now, so it took me a whole semester.
Yeah, well, and they showed you that video about the hazards of driving and the things that can happen. But, hey, listen, we've only got five people in this, I think. Five. One, two, three, four. Tammy, Sarah, Ralph, and Scott are in this so far, but name a place in the mall that you used to shop, and what did you go in the mall to do in that particular store? Also, name a restaurant that was once in town, and what you used to eat there. 740-383-9944, and we'll do a drawing around noon today for a couple tickets to the Columbus Zoo, the Zoo Lights, which go through January the 2nd. That's where we are. Let's see if this person has an answer to contribute. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, how you doing?
Good, Bob. How you doing?
Murphy's.
Murphy's. What did you used to shop for at Murphy's?
Yeah, D.G. Murphy's.
Yeah, well, what'd you shop for there, Bob? What did you used to get at Murphy's?
Just a little bit of everything, whatever I really needed.
A little bit of everything. All right, we got you, Bob. Thank you. Our friend Bob out there.
Yeah.
Still listening.
Hey, Murphy's the five and dime store, basically?
I think so.
Isn't that what that was?
That would have been before my time.
Yeah, it was before my time, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So, there's another store. A store in the mall, and what did you used to buy there? That's what we want to know. Or a restaurant in town that is here now, or was here in the past, and what did you used to eat there?
What was the name of that store that sold real cheap sporting wear? Something in Berry's. Berry and something.
Stephen Berry's.
Stephen Berry's.
Yes, yeah. They weren't there very long.
Whatever happened to that store?
They were a chain.
Yeah, they were.
But they weren't there very long.
No, I bought a few things there. Still were.
Retail is a little different now.
Yeah, it is.
The evolution of retail. And what did people eat when they were around town in those days? All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott, did you get almonds?
No, what'd you buy? Should I pour it almonds?
Clothing.
I don't think I was ever in almonds. Where was almonds at in the mall?
It was right there around maybe where Navy was, the upper part there.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was kind of a high-end, kind of like Elder Beerman.
Elder Beerman
like
type
that.
Of store?
It
almonds.
Was fancy, yeah, more fancy, uh-huh.
Oh, very interesting.
I don't know how long it was there, but it was clothing.
Well, sounds good. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Almonds. Again, that must have been in there with Murphy's before my time.
I was told that there was a nightclub out there.
Oh, there was.
In the early days.
Several.
Really?
Well, it had different names.
Behind the theater.
Behind the... Well, there's the entrance is still there. If you drive behind the mall, the doors are still there.
You just can't get in.
Well, it's closed. Yeah. It's very exclusive now. No electricity at all. Nobody's getting in there. I'm trying to think of what that used to be called. It had several names. It was a pickup joint.
Yeah, well.
Now we go to the Harding Hotel for a pickup joint.
Or you get online and go to one of those places online.
I don't think that's a good idea.
No, I don't either.
I think you should encourage that. I think that's bad.
Not
bad encouraging. At the holidays. Go ahead, caller.
It's me again. Did you get Rite Aid?
No, I remember Rite Aid, though, very well. Sure. What'd you get at Rite Aid?
Well, just like cosmetics, something like that.
All right, we got you, Judy. Thanks. Our friend Judy Summers out there.
Where was Rite Aid?
Rite Aid, let's see. Well, there's nothing there now, so it would have been...
Was it inside or was it
was
one of those...
There was an outside entrance.
Okay.
But it was inside. It was kind of where... you know, were you there when Walden Books was there?
Yes.
Okay, it was on that side, just past Walden Books.
Okay.
But I think yeah, that's where it was. Well, yeah. And it was bigger, though. So they took it and divided it up after Rite Aid left.
With the exception of our COVID year last year, my wife and I go to two stores. There's one out there that sells all sorts of crafty stuff. What is the name of that?
I think
store?
The Crafter's Coop.
Is that what it's...
I think they're gone now.
Are they gone?
Yep. Go ahead, caller.
Was Hallmark in there?
Hallmark
yes.
was in there.
Yeah,
they were one of the last ones to go out of there. What did you used to get at the Hallmark? Cards?
Hard to
show. You know what? I tell you, the reason I asked that, I used to go in there and buy the ornaments this time.
Yes, I did.
They had some nice little, bears and stuff they sold around Christmas time.
Yes, mugs and things. Absolutely. Hallmark. Yeah. Hey, thanks.
Hey, wasn't that the nightclub called, Night Moves?
Night Moves. I think it was Night Moves at one point. I think you're right, that club.
Yeah, okay. Hey,
thank you.
Right.
Yeah, I believe it was called Night Moves.
Night Moves.
Night Moves. Well,
I'm glad it's not there.
you would go out there now.
Well, no, not at my age.
Night Moves. Boy, that's a branding name if I've ever heard one. Go ahead, caller.
I think there was a store called Rex. They sold TVs.
They did. Rex
yes.
Electronics.
Yeah,
I just started listening, so I didn't know if you had that one or not.
No, we got it. Hey, thank you, Judy. Judy, what show used to say that?
Was that, I don't know.
Oh, your car alarm's going off out there.
You know what? That might be mine.
No. They stopped it. Go ahead, caller.
Hey,
go ahead, Bob.
The Cadillac Club used to be
the Cadillac Club, you're right. That was one of the names of that nightclub. It had several over the years. How you doing, Bob?
Right. Oh, I'm really
at the bank. Well, what's going on, Bob? How you feeling?
I'm not doing good.
Not doing too good. Well, I hope you feel better, Bob. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our friend Bob out there. All right. Here to pick up some tickets. There you go.
This is live radio.
Live radio, live as it gets. Let's see. We got another call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
Thank you.
Did you get Christopher Banks?
What's that?
Christopher Banks. Is
Christopher
the
Banks.
Store.
Absolutely. What'd you get at Christopher Banks?
Clothing.
Clothing. You bought a lot of clothing at that mall, didn't you, Judy?
Yes, I did.
You did. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This Scott? Gentleman that just picked up his ticket says he has another one, supposedly, that he won, and take his name out and put Sarah's in his place.
Okay, well, we shall do that. And I'm going to scratch that with Scott, his name off the list here of ticket picker-uppers. Scratch that right off. 740-383-9944. Still 15 minutes left to go. A store you shopped at in the mall or a restaurant you ate at in town. We've got Tammy and Sarah and Ralph and Bob and Judy Summers all in the competition. Go ahead, caller.
Now, did you get Fashion Bug?
Oh, Fashion Bug.
No, but was Fashion Bug in the mall?
Yeah.
They were out there first before they were over at the other place on 95.
Oh, interesting.
That's where I remember.
Yeah. Well, I know they were in the plaza. Now, did...
They were there when they went out, but they were over at the Southland Mall, I believe, in there.
Oh, okay. Fashion Bug, and that was clothing.
Yep.
Absolutely, Fashion Bug. But I don't remember them in the mall. I remember them in the plaza, and then they moved down to the Walmart plaza. And I know that's the last place they were, but I don't remember them in the mall.
What's the name of the craft place that's out there?
Crafter Scoop.
No, not the fabric place that's out there. Joann's. Is it still there?
They're still there.
Okay.
But you can't enter from inside the mall anymore.
You can't?
No, and I don't know what that's about.
Huh, that's weird.
They've got their gate pulled.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's a security purpose.
Can you go inside the mall now?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, you can still go inside the mall, but the only thing you can get to inside the mall now is the movie theater, the nail salon, and the Bath & Body Works.
Wow.
Because the Dollar Tree doesn't have an inside entrance from the mall, and Fashion Buck has closed their door.
Huh.
And that's all that's left in the mall.
Jeez, sad state of affairs.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, 2 years ago, I was checking out malls in America and how many malls, you know, had gone by the wayside. Only one mall was built, interior mall, was built in all of the year of 2018. One mall in the whole world.
Well,
in the United States.
I don't think people do that anymore.
I guess not. I like a mall, but that's my age.
Well, yeah, I think it was a time period where people went out but there were faults to malls because you had to carry your stuff all around and into another store, and a lot of people thought you were stealing, and you had to run your bags out to your car and then come back in. There were things that people aren't willing to do anymore.
Is that right?
I think so.
Well, you know, now they've kind of had, like Easton Mall, where it has an interior mall, but it has a lot of outside stores all around. And I find that almost a waste of time. Why do you want to walk around in the snow?
Absolutely. Go ahead, caller.
Hello. I just kind of tuned in and was wondering if you mentioned there was a GNC?
Yes.
GNC.
A food store.
Oh, absolutely. What did you used to get at GNC?
Oh, the fruit roll-up. Apricot. The best.
Oh, I did not roll. What's your name, ma'am?
Elena Turoff Perry.
Oh, Elena. All right.
Turoff from Turoff's Restaurant.
Oh, how's your mother doing?
She's doing very well, thank you. She listens to you guys all the time.
Oh, good.
And I'm here visiting, and so I remembered there used to be an eye doctor place next to the GNC, the Pearl Vision.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes.
And then there was the hair cutting place next to Sears.
Yeah, there was.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it was there, and that was kind of a place where people got their hair cut near the movie theater side by Sears.
Yeah, what was the name of the haircut place?
Yeah, there was a hair cutting shop. A lady's, I don't remember the name of it, though.
Yeah, I remember it being right there. Yeah, right there. It was like a little cubby hole in the corner.
Yeah. The Sears entrance. And there was the K Jewelers. There were several jewelry stores.
It was a hopping place.
It was. It was a great place growing up. In my high school days, it was a beautiful place. And it's so sad now, but...
I know. Time marches on, I guess.
Yeah. Good old days.
Tell your mom hello from us.
I will tell her. She will love that. Thank you for asking.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Now there, I tell you what, you want to talk about restaurants. Now there was a restaurant in town. Now you weren't here in the Turoff days,
no,
were you?
No, I was not.
Oh, my goodness gracious. George and Mrs. Turoff, holy macro. Maria, I think. But, that's her name. You know how a name slips your mind very quick?
A lot.
But no, those two, my goodness, that was some good food. And you went there for the pies, the cream pies. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I think Fashion Bug was out there. It seems like that's where I went to it the first. Did you get that gaming place where you go in the back door right to the right? There was that gaming place where kids went to play those games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like arcade?
I forget the name of it. I forget the name of it. Yeah, they had a bunch of games in there.
Down the south end of the mall, yeah.
Yeah, it was right as you go in the door right there to the right.
Yeah,
we got it.
Did you get that Payless Shoes? There was a shoe place.
There was a tiny little Payless Shoes in the mall. Absolutely, there was.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Judy. You know, the Turoffs, that was real, fancy dining.
Where was it?
Downtown.
Okay.
Downtown. Real fancy dining.
Greek?
Well, George, yeah, I believe George was Greek.
Uh-huh.
George just passed away this year, 91.
Oh,
had a great life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the last time I just saw George, I think I said this, we did a tribute to George on the station here, and I had just seen George about 2 or 3 weeks in the grocery store, and he was fine.
Yeah.
But, life does what it does, I guess.
Yeah.
But George was a great, great guy. Great, great guy. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, my place was Lincrafters.
Do you know we were in that building?
Well, that would be across for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
Lincrafters would have been across the way before Bath and Beauty.
What was the eye doctor when you walked in the side door, and it was right across from the nail salon?
But that I don't know, but I know Lincrafters is where when we first went there, they made your glasses in an hour.
Oh, yep. They were in the mall. You're right, absolutely.
Huh. Yeah, but it was right next door to the barber shop.
You're right. It was a different eye shop there by the door. I can't remember, but we the first place we were as a radio station was in the old eyeglass place right there inside the door across from the nail salon.
Right.
Yep. Well, hey, thanks.
All
right, Ralph takes care of that. But, it's good memories.
Yeah.
Good memories.
Yeah, malls bring back a lot of memories of Christmas time. Because for those of us who have lived a little bit longer, probably half of my life, malls were where you went at Christmas time. So.
Well, our mall used to have the Harding Booster Club wrapping presents.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. And it was just a free will donation, and that's where Santa Claus used to be.
Well, don't blame it on the Kobles, but we came here and it started going downhill ever since.
And you never made a donation, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did it. What kind of donation, Glenn?
I'm sorry?
What kind of donation?
I don't remember.
Big money?
No.
Like a buck? You dropped a buck in.
No. It would have been five bucks at least to wrap a present.
Oh, my. 53 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944.
I'm ready for some pecan pie again. Ever since Thanksgiving, I've been eating and
is it pecan or pecan?
I pronounce it pecan.
Okay. But you also say ant.
And I also say poinsettia.
Yeah. But see,
which
I think,
is right.
No, a poinsettia. Poinsettia.
You want me to go back and ask Siri again?
I think Siri said poinsettia.
Poinsettia.
Now you say poinsettia. I don't know what you say. You're out there somewhere with it.
I'm a hillbilly from Indiana.
Mackerel. Did you ever go to Santa Claus, Indiana?
I never did.
Well, by the way, you can send.
Yeah, I
excuse
know.
Me.
And
you
it's
can
a
send,
real place.
Yeah, it's where Santa Claus gets his mail.
And it's been there since I was born.
Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And you will get a card back if you send it out quick enough. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And if you want to send us a Christmas card, it's WWGH Radio, 523 South Prospect Street, right here in Marion. Put a return address on the card, and we will send you back a card, and we'll put your card up here in the studio and read it on the air and all kinds of good stuff.
We already have one.
We do. The shirt sent us a card over here, and cool. We appreciate that quite a bit. All right, go ahead, caller.
Wasn't Spencer Gifts in the mall?
They were in the mall. That's where you got all your weird paraphernalia.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and funny cards.
Yeah, funny cards. All right, we got you, Tammy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was old Spencer's.
Yeah. They did have some fun gifts.
They did, but they also had some gifts that were
a little on the edgy
side, a little on the inappropriate side.
Yes.
Wouldn't have floated over at Hallmark.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
You know, I used to love to go into the Hallmark and get cards. They had really good cards.
Yeah, and a huge selection. That was their business.
They used to have Maya Angelou cards.
Oh, did they?
Oh, they did. She had a card brand for a while. Get your Hallmark ornaments. You know, I like the one with the hippo that played I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
I loved the Hallmark ornaments, but they were very expensive.
They are expensive. You're not going to get out of there
cheaply. I don't think you could buy anything under $10.
No, probably right. No. Very, and I'm cheap. Very not cost effective.
No.
But you could buy that for your friend. You said you'd spend $10 on a friend.
Yeah,
buy him an ornament.
And I probably have bought ornaments there for a friend.
Is that a good gift?
I think it's kind of fun. We always give all three of our children a gift of an ornament, but it's usually an ornament that's either from a craft bazaar that we've gone to or something like. We look for handmade stuff for them.
Well, we've got a handmade tree topper now.
Yes, we do. I don't think I'd be able to send that in the mail, though, because it weighs about 15 pounds.
It does. We had to strap it to the tree because it weighed so much. But it is pizza dough. That's made of real pizza dough.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that? Nobody's got a tree topper like that.
Did Bob make that himself?
Bob did make that. Bob Welsh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we thank Bob for that. We've got Tammy, Sarah, Ralph, Bob, Judy Summers. Who else do we have here? Got to run down the list here. Mrs. Turoff's in the competition.
That's
so there
seven.
You go. That's seven people. Plus, we've got a lot of double entries.
Yeah, we do.
Judy was buying a lot of clothes in the mall. And
I wonder what that was that just went by out front.
Didn't go by with a very good suspension on it.
I think they didn't see the sign, no brake.
I think that was Sarah driving by.
Yeah, probably
she
was.
Probably threw them. Yep. Threw the shocks out of that bus. Go ahead, caller.
What did I do, Scott? I
got
am
caught.
A great driver. Bite your tongue.
Oh, they're coming after you now.
They're coming after you.
Did you say that it was one answer per call or just period?
Well, you broke the rules yesterday. I don't know why people can't break the rules.
So why stop now? Has anyone said Starvin' Marvin?
No, but you know, where was Starvin' Marvin? I remember Starvin' Marvin.
That was down there by Sears, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
Starvin' Marvin, what'd they get?
I think it was more in the center of the mall.
That's not the cookie places.
No, what'd you get at Starvin' Marvin?
Burger.
A burger at old Starvin' Marvin's.
Yeah.
All right. How's things going out there today on the road?
Well, it's the first of the month, so we're pretty busy.
Oh, that is, today is the first of the month, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is the month of December busy? Do you take a lot of people out and they get packages and they get on the bus?
Yes.
Oh, very nice.
Cool. Yep.
Happy holidays.
Same to you. Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. 740-383-9944. Don't forget, Glenn will be up next with A Progressive Life with Dr. Feynman. Then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman today at 4:10 and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon at 6:10 tonight. 740-383-9944. You can pick up your tickets today through 1 o'clock.
Why are you still messing with my candy dish? You went to Hershey's, right, this year?
Well, Hershey, Pennsylvania, yes.
Yeah.
What are you doing with that candy dish?
I love the pattern on the back, the texture, and you can read through it. I don't know.
Yeah, but I didn't get that.
Oh.
No, no. One of our listeners brought that in and gave that to us
as
a gift.
Wasn't that nice of them?
It was very nice of them because they knew.
How come there's no candy in it?
Well, that's a big question. You know, I wanted the Grinch Hershey Kisses. Merry Grinchmas.
I didn't know they had such a thing. Are they green?
No, they're not green, but they're wrapped in kind of Grinch paper.
Okay.
But I think the store's sold out of them.
Yeah.
Because it's a big, big holiday get.
Do you like that show, The Grinch, about Christmas?
The cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the cartoon. I don't care much for the movie.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen the movie.
The movie's...
I'm not a big fan of the cartoon either.
You don't like Boris Karloff?
I don't like anything that makes Christmas angry or sad or disappointing.
He turns around at the end.
I know he does.
You got to have a story.
True.
What'd you want him to do? Just come in and be, hey, happy, Merry Christmas for a half hour, and that's it. That's not much of a Christmas tale.
Oh, well.
Oh, my. Well, I'll be back tomorrow morning, and I think we've got a very special guest lined up tomorrow, so you want to tune in for that. Oh, we got to draw for a winner.
Yes.
We've got 20 entries, so 1 to 20.
Oh, I had...
What, do you have a hangnail there?
No, I had 3 on my hand.
Is that what you're picking, number 3?
I'm picking 3. Yeah.
Okay, number 3... And this particular contest goes with, well, who'd we get there? We got, how did I have these numbered?
I don't know.
My goodness gracious. I don't want to give the wrong person here a prize. Okay, I believe it's Tammy. Okay, so Tammy has some zoo tickets, which will lay over here. You can pick those up till 1 o'clock today or between 4 and 5 tonight. Are we getting another call here? I thought we were getting another call. Okay. That's all we got here today. Glenn's coming up in about 15 minutes. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
What they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant, in his intellect, as compared with the boundless world about